that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th Birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And welcome to the program. Hey, we're here to help you guys take on projects that you want to get done around your house, your apartment, your tent, wherever you live. Your yurt. If you've got questions about projects you'd like to take on, whether they're repair projects, renovation projects, remodeling, decor, you name it. Well, we've been at this for a lot of years, and I'm sure we've got some ideas that could help you speed those projects along and get them done right the first time. But you got to help yourself first. That's the way this works. And you do that by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's program, fall is no time to ignore your lawn and landscape. What you do now is going to determine the quality of your yard next spring and summer, so we're going to share some tips to do just that.
And winter heating costs are also good at sending a chill down your spine, even when your house is warm. We're going to have tips for spending less on heating.
And power outages can strike without warning, especially with winter winds and ice storms on the way. So don't get caught in the dark without a plan. We've got your blackout survival tips just ahead this hour.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you're doing a job yourself or you're hiring a pro, we are ready to help you get that job done right the first time. Plus, we have a very cool new product to give away today from Greenworks. It's the 40-volt, 500-watt, 4-slot inverter portable power station. Now, this is perfect power solution here if you are on the go. You've got 7 ports that can support a wide range of devices like your phone, a lantern, a fan, lighting, or even a mini fridge or TV. I mean, come on, guys. What do you want to plug in? I bet it can handle it.
Yeah, it's worth $799, and we're going to send this out to one listener drawn at random who reaches out to us with a home improvement question. Let me underline that, because we get a lot of folks that will reach out and say, I want to win the prize. No, that's not the way this works. You got to call us with a home improvement question, a decor question, a remodeling question, and if you do, you'll get the answer to your question and a chance to win this great product from Greenworks. So head on over to moneypit.com/ask or call us right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, Dorothy in New Jersey, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I respect all life, but when you have a centipede crawling up a wall that left the basement, it's coming up into the house, it looks very ugly and scary. I understand they're carnivores, so maybe they'd eat other bugs, but I don't really know how to get rid of them. And also, I'd like to know about crickets, how I could catch them.
What kind of crickets are you talking about? Those weird-looking ones that hop and they're, like, gigantic in your basement?
They look like prehistoric?
The black ones that live outside, but as soon as it turns cold, they come and you hear them singing in your garage.
Oh, okay. And you don't want to kill anything, correct?
Well, I guess I could, but personally, I have a pet that eats crickets. I'd like to catch them. I've read on the Internet, I can't seem to come up with a way to capture them. Or, I'd like to capture them and get them out. The centipedes, I'm open to, extermination.
Well, I was going to say, for your basement, I would start by making sure that everything is sealed off. So you have anything that protrudes through the foundation wall, dryer vents, anything, make sure that it's all sealed around. Anything can come in through the tiniest opening. So whether you use an expandable foam or steel wool, you want to make a combination of things to close up every opening that you see, because that's how they're getting in. Now, once you've done that, if you see a centipede in the house, I would suggest you could take a vacuum and you can put like a piece of pantyhose at the end of the intake hose. So before it gets into the bag or gets into the area, it gets caught in that little piece of pantyhose.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And you can vacuum them into the pantyhose and then release them into the wild or whatever you like, or feed the crickets to your lizard or snake friend. Now, as far as the crickets in the garage, I would do the same. I'd make sure everything is sealed up. I don't know of any sort of traps that you can place and leave and, go and then collect any of the crickets. I've seen this done with people who have crickets in the basement, specifically the cave crickets. They take tape and lay it sticky side up around the entire perimeter of the room. And then the crickets, when they crawl in under the walls, they get stuck to the tape. Now, they're still alive stuck to the tape. I would usually think people throw away the tape, but you might be able to, feed them to your friend that way.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, Scott, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We had water come in our basement 2-3 weeks ago from a rainstorm we had, and I'm just wondering how to prevent that again.
Okay, so far you've dried everything out, gotten rid of any sort of issues that may have occurred from the flood?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're getting water that comes along with a heavy rainfall, what you want to do is, that really is a signal that you've got drainage issues around the exterior of your house. So there's a couple of things you have to look at. First of all, you want to look at your gutter system. And a lot of people don't have a sufficient amount of gutters, or maybe the gutters are clogged, maybe the downspouts are clogged, or perhaps the downspout just isn't sitting in the right location. A lot of people just put a downspout right next to the foundation wall and call it done. So what you want to do is make sure that your gutters are clean and free-flowing, downspouts too. Sometimes you have to snake those out. If they run underground, you want to make sure that everything is connected and it's still moving the water away to where it's supposed to be. And if they're just ending at the foundation wall, you want to extend that downspout out at least 3 feet or so away from the foundation. Then you want to look at the dirt all around the perimeter of the foundation. You want to make sure that it slopes away from the foundation. And you want like a gradual slope, but you want to make sure everything's moving away from the foundation wall. And if you can do that, that'll really do the trick. A few years ago, more than a few years ago now, I had a clogged downspout. I didn't even know about it. Went underground. I just assumed everything was fine, and I came home to a super-duper-duper soggy basement, and it was truly just because of that. And ever since we fixed that, knock wood, it's all working.
All right. Well, thanks for your help.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Are you guys ready for Halloween? I can't even believe that Halloween is just days away. Are you decorated? Have you carved your pumpkins? Are you making pumpkin seeds? Do you have the corn stalks up? Do you know what you're wearing? Even if I'm not going anywhere, I put on a costume just for the trick-or-treaters. Yeah, I'm that person. So whatever it is that you guys are working on, whether it's a Halloween project or you've got the holidays in mind, you've got the cozy winter projects in mind, whatever it is, let us lend you a hand. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. With Angie, it's never been easier to connect with skilled local pros to get all your home projects done well. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, your lawn does a lot for you throughout the year, and fall is an important time to take the steps necessary to keep it in tip-top shape through the winter, so it will be ready to go green again when spring returns. That's all coming up next. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? What kind of projects do you have going on at your Money Pit right now? Well, whether you are dealing with a repair or maybe you're just dreaming about a renovation that you've had on your mind for a while, consider us your coach, your helper, even your home improvement therapist. I mean, we love to talk about it, and we all know that we can talk about home improvement for hours and hours.
Tell us what's bothering you.
Seriously, come lay down on the home improvement couch and share a story with us. Whatever it is, though, guys, we are here to lend a hand. And why not check out the Money Pit podcast? You're going to get a ton of ideas there as well. You can download it today at moneypit.com/podcast.
And here's another great reason to reach out to us, because we've got the Greenworks 40-volt, 500-watt, 4-slot inverter, portable power station to give away to one lucky listener who reaches us with their home improvement question. Let me tell you about this thing. It's awesome. It's a portable generator that can create enough power for off-grid outdoor fun. We're talking camping trips, tailgating, backup power during electrical outage. It's a great product to have around. It's worth $799. It includes four amp-hour batteries, and a fast charger. And it's going out to one listener drawn at random who reaches us with a home improvement question. So you got to call in. You got to go to moneypit.com/ask. You can record your question there. Lots of ways to get in touch with us. But once we get that question, we will toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and you might just win that fantastic portable power station from our friends at Greenworks.
Wendy in Georgia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have two drafty doors, and we opted to use the peel and stick foam insulator.
Okay.
And it didn't work that well, and it just created more of a gap. It seemed like it just didn't work at all. And I'm just wondering what kind of solution can we use instead of that peel and stick filling stuff.
So when you say the peel and stick foam, you mean when the doors close, you get drafts to come through them and you use the peel and stick weather stripping?
Yes.
Do you want to operate these doors in the wintertime?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And what kind of doors are they? What are they made of? Are they metal doors or are they...
It's a metal door.
So it's an old metal sliding glass door.
No, it's a regular door. It's just, and it goes out to our patio, but it's not a wood door. It's made of metal.
Oh, it's a metal door. It's a regular metal door.
Yes.
Are the drafts coming in around the sides and top of the door, or are they coming under the door?
Under the door and on the sides, right where the door locks.
If the door is out of alignment, in other words, if you close the door and it doesn't evenly strike the jam all the way around, it's going to be almost impossible to get a seal from that type of weather stripping. It's got to strike the weather stripping and then compress it a little bit to give you the seal. Now, I would take a look very carefully closing that door, like, you know, open and close it from the outside, bringing it to where it just starts to touch the jam, and see if it strikes evenly all the way around. If it doesn't strike evenly, then you need to adjust the door, and that's usually done by moving the door jam one way or the other to get it to basically hang better so that it will strike evenly. In terms of the door at the bottom, the door saddle might be replaceable, or in the alternative, you could do something that's probably even easier and less expensive, is you could put a door sweep on the bottom of the door. Now, a sweep attaches to the face of the door, and it basically goes right down to the floor. It looks kind of like broom-like. It has bristles that are really tight together, and that actually will help a lot of the breeze that's coming through and under the door.
Okay.
And then, of course, you could always go with a storm door, and that's another way to approach the whole thing. Okay?
That sounds perfect.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, your lawn, your landscape, they do a lot for you throughout the year. And fall is an important time to take the steps you need to take to keep it in tip-top shape throughout the winter. So here are some ways to make sure you are set for a green recovery next spring. First up, keep mowing. Grass that gets too high can attract lawn-damaging field mice. Shorter grass is more resistant to diseases, traps fewer falling leaves, and allows more sun to reach the crown of the grass. That's the most important part. So less leaves will turn brown in the winter. However, if you cut off too much at one time, which everyone's tempted to do because you figure, I'll just cut it short. This way I won't have to cut it as often. Well, that can actually be very damaging. So for the last two cuts of the year, never trim more than a third of the grass blades off in a single cutting. And next, you want to aerate your lawn. This is something that I do about every other year. Compressed soil hurts grass health, so aerating kind of punches holes into the soil and lets oxygen and water and nutrients into the lawn. So what I typically do is I'll rent a walk-behind aerator. Or if you have, like, a lawn tractor, you can get an attachment to pull behind that. Or you can hire your landscapers to do the same thing. But aeration is a really important step to keep your lawn healthy.
All right. Now, you also want to mulch your leaves. So many mowers out there now can actually mulch leaves with an attachment. And so it's mulching with a mower can actually mix those grass clippings with those leaf particles. You're getting these nitrogen-rich grass particles and these carbon-rich leaf particles, and they're going to compost more quickly. And together, they're going to bring all of those nutrients right to the soil. And also, now is a great time to shore up those trees and bushes. You can use trimmers, chainsaws, pole pruners, cut back your trees, those shrubs, those plants. You may even need to tie or brace limbs of upright evergreens or plants to prevent them from breaking in high winds and the coming snow. It's going to happen, you guys. There's going to be some snow at some point. So think about calling a professional arborist if you've got big trees or some hard-to-reach spots, but you definitely want to get things in shape for the winter season.
Yeah, now if your lawn has any bald spots, this is a really good time to reseed those. So you want to use an all-in-one lawn repair mixture, which basically has the fertilizer and the seed sort of all mixed into one with some sort of a binding agent. You can use a garden rake or a dethatcher to scratch the loose soil and sprinkle it down. And then make sure you water it. You got to water it a lot when it's first getting started. But if you put it in now, there's plenty of time for those roots to grow deep by the time next summer comes around. Otherwise, if you plant in the spring, those roots are not that deep, and they kind of burn out when the summer comes. So fall is a great time to reseed those kinds of spots in your lawns. So basically, if you take these simple steps now, you know, when springtime comes around, you're going to be ready to go. Your lawn's going to be green waiting for you. But if you ignore it, well, you may have more weeds, you have more hassles. It's just better to do it right now. So put that on your to-do list.
Ralph in Pennsylvania is on the line with a heating issue. What's going on?
I have a flat roof in my house, right? And there's one room that I guess when they built the house, they meant it to be a garage. And I'm using that room because it's really nice, but I can't get it to heat up for some reason. It seems like it's like a draft coming in there, and I can't get the room warm at all.
And how are you heating it? What's the heating system look like for that particular room?
I don't have a heat in that room.
But you say you can't heat it up. How are you trying to heat it up?
Oh, I don't want to. I bought me one of those Amish heaters, you know, the stoves.
So you're using a portable heater, and you're not. It's not warming up. Is that the situation?
Correct.
A couple of things. First of all, garages are essentially the exterior of your house. And so if they're not built to contain heat, then they're going to be very difficult for you to do just that. You mentioned it has a flat roof, so you don't have a lot of access to that roof space where you could add insulation. The walls, are the walls insulated?
Yes, they are. It's actually, the garage is actually attached to the house. It's like part of the house. It's a big door, actually.
So this is part of your house, but it's not part of the central heating system for the house?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. So I really think you need to have more BTUs in that space as well. So I don't think you're getting enough heat out of this portable unit. How's the rest of the house heated? Oil, gas, electric, what?
Oil.
Oil. Okay. Hot air? Forced air?
Correct.
Is there an opportunity to extend the heating system ducts, supply and return, into that area that was formerly a garage?
Yeah, I think that's what maybe that's what I have to do. I don't know, but you know, my problem is actually that I feel like a draft. Even if I take out, like, the plates on the plugs or whatnot, on the outlets, I can feel, like, air coming through there.
Yeah, so you're going to have to probably do some comprehensive draft proofing. So, look, first of all, you need to extend the heating system into that. If it turns out you can't or it's not going to deliver enough heat, the least expensive way to heat that room would be by to add, and just in this room, electric baseboard heaters. You could have these permanently wired in and run off a thermostat, even run off a clock thermostat, so that when it really gets very cold, you could use this to supplement the heat in that room. That's the least expensive way to add additional heat to that space. In terms of the drafts, yeah, you need to start attacking those drafts in all the ways you normally attack them. You want to try to identify them. If it's coming in around the outlets, then you add gaskets behind the outlets. There's foam gaskets, very inexpensive, you can put in that go under the cover plate and will cover that area. If it's coming around the windows, you may need to weather strip those windows or caulk the windows. You know, you want to attack those one at a time. And the roof above that you said is a flat roof, is that roof insulated as well?
Yes, it is.
Well, then it sounds to me like what you want to do is seal off the drafts and add additional heating to that room the easiest way you can. I just don't think you're getting enough BTUs in there with the space heater. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, and we are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, winter heating costs are pretty good at sending a chill down your spine, even when your house is warm. We're going to have some tips to help you spend less this winter season next.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project could be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Are you ready for some scare fun? Well, then come join Reading Rotary Haunted House at the Monolith on October 19th through the 22nd and October 26th through the 29th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. Sponsored by Wind River, SPI, and Bud Light. There's going to be food trucks and beer trucks and lots of fun scares to be had. Tickets are available at the door or online at readinghauntedhouse.org. If you'd like to also scare others, sign up at readinghauntedhouse.org.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on this fine October weekend? If it's your house, you're in the right place, because that's what we're working on too. Well, we're working on our homes, but we'd love to help you work on yours. So if you got questions, just go to moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response.
Kay in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help changing a wall surface. What's going on, Kay?
Well, it is a sturdy home, cinder block, probably just that thick, but it has been bricked on the outside. But the inside, I would just like something a little more pleasant to look at.
Okay, that makes sense. So are we talking about a basement here?
Nope. This is an above ground. It was a cabin on a lake property.
So you need a paint that can cover the masonry block walls.
Well, a paint or a stucco or something that gives it a different texture than a cinder block look.
Okay, the process of coating the interior walls isn't as much stucco as it is plastering. So what has to happen is that wall surface has to be covered with a layer of plaster, much in the same way they used to build plaster walls, you know, many, many years ago in say, the 30s or the 40s. In fact, in the late 40s, they used to plaster right over drywall, and that was one of the best wall constructions ever. So those are the options that you have to choose from. Doing the plaster is probably not the job you want to do as your first DIY project, but if you work with a plastering company, somebody who does this every day, they would have the skills to make the plaster look nice and smooth and have an attractive surface without really taking up much space in terms of, you know, getting too thick.
Right, right. Well, that's strange. I have plaster walls on my house at home.
Oh, well, maybe they're going to follow you to the new house.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
While almost a third of energy consumption at home goes to your heating and your cooling of it, so it's no surprise that a vast number of those of you that call our show are always looking for ways to get those costs down.
So here's what you need to know. Bottom line, the simple solutions are often the first to be overlooked. It's really amazing how many homeowners don't even have the basics right, like insulation. For example, I'm always somewhat amused by folks that call us to ask about installing a wind generator or some other equally complicated system to reduce energy costs. But when I ask about their insulation, they really have no idea how much they have.
Yeah, definitely. And making smart decisions about your home's insulation as well as your heating, ventilating, and air conditioning, you know, your HVAC system, those can really have a big effect on your utility bills and your comfort. So first of all, you want to check and then improve as needed your attic insulation. The insulation in the attic is key to reducing both your heating and your cooling bills. For southern states, a depth of 13 to 14 inches is good. If you're not sure how much insulation you have, you can grab a tape measure and head on up to the attic and measure it out. Next, you want to make sure that you tune up your HVAC equipment yearly. Just as a tune-up for your car can improve your gas mileage, a yearly tune-up of your heating and cooling system can actually improve the efficiency and the comfort in your home.
Now, speaking of comfort, let's talk about thermostats. A programmable thermostat can save you almost $200 every year in energy costs. And if you look at like a Wi-Fi-enabled model like Nest, you'll have additional features like the ability to switch to a vacant house mode when no movement is detected near the thermostat. It automatically drops that thermostat down so you save even more money. Also, if you want to improve your efficiency of your HVAC system, think about sealing your heating and cooling ducts. Ducts that move air to and from a forced air furnace or a central air conditioner or heat pump are often big energy wasters. So if you seal them, you can improve the efficiency of the system by as much as about 20% and sometimes even a lot more.
Now, it's also important to replace those filters regularly. You want to replace your furnace's air filter before the heating season begins and then monthly once you start using the heat. A dirty filter is going to reduce the airflow that goes into your system, and then it makes the system work even harder to deliver the air to the registers. Now, you also want to make sure that you're insulating your water heater because a water heater loses heat through the outside shell. So if you install a water heater jacket, it's super simple, it's inexpensive, and then it keeps the heat from escaping. Also, turn down your water heater's temperature setting to a safe but very efficient 110 degrees instead of that potentially scalding 140, which most heaters are set at. And if you've got an electric water heater, you can also cut the cost of running it in half by installing a timer. This way you're only getting the hot water when you actually need it.
Now, if all this talk of heating and cooling systems and such has you thinking that maybe you need a new system, well, if you go in that direction, a couple of things to think of. First of all, make sure it's Energy Star certified, because that means you're going to get the most efficient systems available. And secondly, make sure you take a look at the available rebates. There's a lot of rebates out there right now, and those are just waiting to help lower the cost of those systems when you buy a new one. So take a look at what's available. You can check for local for state and for federal rebates. And certainly your local utility company can help connect you, as well as your HVAC dealer, with what's available in your area.
Sam in Tennessee is on the line with a water pressure question. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have just purchased a home that is about 75 years old. And we're refurbishing it, and we're trying to keep everything as original as we can. I have great water pressure in every room that has water but my bathtub.
Sam, does your 75-year-old home have steel water pipes?
It has the old. We're eventually going to replace all the water system, but we're having to live in part of the home now and redoing the other half while we live here.
If you have the original steel water pipes in a 75-year-old home, they are absolutely going to suffer from interior rusting. What happens with steel is it rusts and expands inward, so it kind of clogs like an artery, so to speak. And the older it is, the more that can occur. It's possible that you may have a bad pipe on the way to tub, and that's why you have such a slow fill out of that. The other possible issue is the valve itself that's feeding water. In that same bathroom, I presume you have a sink and a toilet. Do you notice any water pressure problems with those appliances?
No, sir. We have, like I said, great pressure everywhere except for that one spigot. You know, it's the hot and cold runs into one.
Well, I mean, the other thing it could be is a bad faucet on that tub. But you know, if the pressure is pretty good everywhere else, it's not likely to be rusted just at the bathroom at the one fixture itself. So I would suggest that maybe you want to replace that set of tub valves, because it's probably obstructing there.
Right. Well, actually, it's got the old Tommy butterfly controls on it. We was really wanting to keep it. But
you can find those valves today. There's a lot of sources of antique plumbing, and some of the new fixtures and faucets are designed to basically be used in a retrofit situation like that. So you can find modern versions that look old.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sam, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Have a great day.
This is the Money Pit. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Find skilled local pros easily with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, don't get stuck in the dark without a plan. We've got your power outage survival tips after this.
You live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab yours free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Let us know what projects you are working on so that we can lend you a hand. But also, we've got a really great reason for you to reach out as well. Up for grabs today, we've got the Greenworks 40-volt, 500-watt, 4-slot inverter portable power station. I mean, this is like a baby generator. It's amazing because it's power on the go. You've got 7 ports that can support a wide range of small electronics to give you comfort and convenience. I mean, if you need a mini fridge, it can power that. If you're going camping and you want to bring a TV, heck, why not? You can totally power that with this. Fans, phones, lanterns, lighting, all of it can charge easily. And it includes 4 4.0 amp hour batteries and a super fast charger. Make sure you check it out. It's going out to one listener at random.
Call us right now with your question to qualify. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, post your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Well, dishwashers are supposed to make your dishes clean, not stinky. Nathan, what's going on?
Smell coming from the dishwasher. Changed the drain hose, cleaned out the interior. Still got a smell.
Typically, when you get odor from a dishwasher, it's because of microbes that are decaying from all the food particles that are in there. And to get rid of that smell, you really need to do a thorough job cleaning it. There's a product called Dishwasher Magic that's very effective, and it's also very easy to use. You put the bottle of Dishwasher Magic in the tray, and then you run the machine. And it's specifically designed to get into all of those nooks and crannies and deal with that type of debris and odor that results from it, and it comes clean in one cycle.
Okay. All right, that's all I have. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, we've all seen the news stories about entire towns without power for days at a time. But if a winter storm leaves you without power, what should you do?
Number one, guys, don't use candles. You want to invest in some good flashlights. You want to keep them handy, and you want to always keep them in the same spot. So when something goes wrong, power goes out, it's dark, you know exactly where you're going for them. And remember, check the batteries often. This way you don't find yourself in the dark, literally.
Now, during an outage, power down appliances and don't turn them back on again until the electricity has been restored for at least about a half hour. And that way the utility company can kind of stabilize the power grid and avoid another blackout. A lot of times when the power comes back on, it's not steady. So it kind of comes and goes. You may hear that in the form of your refrigerator, for example, where maybe it seems to kind of darken or the lights darken and they come back up. That's because the grid's starting to stabilize. So give it a little bit of time for that to happen before you turn your power back on.
Yeah. Now, here's another thing. When the power's out, don't just keep opening up your refrigerator to think about what you might want or check to see if things are still good. You've got to keep the cool air inside. You want to eat the food from the refrigerator first and the freezer later. Those frozen items can last several days.
Now, also, you want to avoid becoming a victim of carbon monoxide poisoning, so never, ever, ever run a gas-powered generator indoors or even in an open garage that's attached. Just because the door is open does not mean it's okay.
Also important, avoid cooking with charcoal or propane in any enclosed area. If you plan on heading to a relative's home to sort of wait it out, remember that street lights and traffic lights will also be on the blink and approach intersections with caution.
Now, if you want to avoid a bad situation completely, why not consider investing in a standby backup power generator? They're actually much more affordable than ever, and they're almost more necessary than ever as well. I mean, we have one, and it's really just been fantastic, because when we need it, it is there, and it comes on all by its lonesome.
And it also adds to the value of your home, so great idea.
Happy almost Halloween, you guys. I love this time of year. I love the autumn. I love the spooky decorations. I love getting ready for the Thanksgiving sort of fall harvest decor as well. Whatever you guys are working on, give us a call. Let us lend you a hand with whatever cozy projects you guys have on deck for this season. We love to help you guys out. This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to connect you with the skilled pros you need for all your home projects.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, repair to remodel. Download the Angie app today.
Coming up, can refinishing hardwood floors be a do-it-yourself project? Well, that's what Emily wants to know, and we're going to help her out with that project next.
You live in a body pit.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, Papa Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
For all this work. So you use the oil-based or the solvent-based urethane. You can apply it not with a roller, but with something called a lamb's wool applicator. It's like a piece of fabric that has a wooden applicator stick that supports it, and you dip it into a regular paint tray, and then you sort of mop on, is the best way to think of this, the urethane. You may have to cut in around the baseboards all the way around with a brush, but you mop this on, working your way out of the room, out of the house, whatever you have to do. Then go away for like a day and, I mean, really let this thing dry. And the amount of drying time is going to vary based on the dampness and the humidity. If you're doing it in the chillier time of the year, it's going to take longer than if you're doing it in middle summer. But it's not terribly hard to do. You're going to have to go back now after this first coat and put on a second coat. So you need at least two coats kind of following the same procedure. You don't have to sand it again, but you do have to put a second coat on it so you get good, thorough coverage. And again, let it dry. Even when you start moving the furniture back in, you know, put the furniture up on little protectors. Don't grind that furniture to the floor because it does take a while for that polyurethane to really, really cure.
All right, now we've got Kathy in Kalamazoo, Michigan, who reached out, and she says she has an 80-year-old home with plaster ceilings that are cracked. How can I determine if it's a structural issue or not?
It's not likely a structural issue. What happens in old homes is the plaster loosens its attachment with the ceiling, and it will start to sag and crack. And let me tell you, if you get a piece that falls, it's really heavy and it can hurt you. So you have to repair it, Kathy, that's for sure. And there's a couple of ways to do that. You can use plaster washers, which basically go and support that crack and pull those sections that are loose back up. And if it's done right, it's a permanent repair. Just don't let it get too bad because, again, if it falls, it's going to leave a mark and it's going to hurt.
All right, Kathy, I hope that helps you out. And, you know, start off by just looking up while you're walking around for a while.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending a bit of your day listening to us. We hope we've been helpful. If you've got inspired to take on a project but maybe don't know how to begin that project, remember, you can reach out to us 24/7 by going to moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. Long and difficult is how Israel's leader is describing the escalating war with Hamas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is opening a new phase of the war, sending forces into Gaza and expanding attacks from the ground, air, and sea. He also says such activities will increase as Israel prepares for a complete ground invasion. The goal, Netanyahu says, is the destruction of Hamas, but Israel has to consider hostages held by Hamas in its tunneled network. Netanyahu's comments come after an escalation of bombardments, which knocked out communications, creating a near blackout of information in Gaza. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Netanyahu also acknowledged the October 7th debacle in which more than 1,400 people were killed would need a thorough investigation, adding, quote, everyone will have to answer questions, including me. Another presidential hopeful pulls his hat from the ring.
I came here to say it's become clear to me this is not my time. So after much prayer and deliberation, I have decided to suspend my campaign for president effective today.
Former Vice President Mike Pence making his announcement at the Republican Jewish Coalition candidate forum in Las Vegas today. He joins presidential wannabes Larry Elder, Miami Mayor Frank Suarez, former Texas Congressman Will Hurd, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, and businessman Perry Johnson pulling their hats out of the ring. Jeep maker Stellantis reportedly reached a tentative contract agreement with the United Auto Workers Union today as it escalated strikes against GM by adding a plant in Tennessee on its strike list. And Matthew Perry, who starred as Chandler Bing in the TV series Friends, has died in an apparent drowning in a jacuzzi at his Los Angeles home. He was 54. This is townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A London judge overturned an arbitration award that would have required Nigeria to pay $11 billion over a failed gas project, finding the contract was obtained through fraud.
The High Court ruling reverses the award to the British Virgin Islands-based Process and Industrial Developments Limited over the 2010 gas deal. The payment would have dealt a massive blow to Nigeria's ailing economy. The contract signed with Nigeria's government in 2010 was for the company to build a giant processing plant in the southeastern port city of Calabar. The project quickly collapsed.
That's Jeremy House reporting. The food delivery business Yellow, which was renamed from its original name of Schwan's Home Delivery, cutting 750 jobs nationwide, closing 90 delivery centers beginning December 8th. Yellow began as Schwan's in 1952. More at townhall.com. Got some tough news for you if you have a sweet tooth.
American shoppers are seeing double-digit inflation in the candy aisle. Candy and gum prices up an average of 13% in October. That's on top of a 14% increase in prices 1 year ago. Cocoa prices are trading at 44-year highs following heavy rains in West Africa that caused limited production in the season. In the meantime, global sugar prices are at 12-year highs. Jason Walker reporting.
Louisiana one step closer to connecting its capital city to New Orleans via a train line after Governor John Bel Edwards signed an agreement advancing the return of passenger rail service between Baton Rouge and New Orleans, which stopped running in 1969. The project has been in the works since 2008, and officials say the new service could start as early as 2027. More stories at townhall.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lawrence Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love, and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reading. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates at Reading, this station, and other amazing sponsors.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you'd like to get done around your house. So what are you planning for this weekend? You got a project you'd like to get done? Do you need help solving a repair problem? Do you have a decor dilemma? Reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, now that the heating season has arrived, it's a good time to think about how to stop the one thing that makes us reach for that thermostat more than we should, and that's those chilly drafts that are leaking into your house. So we're going to share some tips on how to track down and seal virtually every single draft in the house just ahead.
And natural stone countertops have long been a popular but expensive option for kitchen renovations. But today you can accomplish the same look at a fraction of the cost by using a countertop refinishing kit. We're going to show you how.
And textured walls and ceilings are popular, but if you have to make a repair to that surface, restoring the original texture is a big hassle. Well, now there's a quick fix that can restore that surface in minutes. We'll share those details as well.
But first, what projects are you guys dreaming about that you want to tackle this fall season? Well, if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. So let us know what projects you've got on your to-do list or maybe your to-dream list, because we want to help you make those a reality.
Plus, we've got a great product we're giving away today from Greenworks. It is a 40-volt, 500-watt portable power station. It can create enough power for off-grid outdoor fun like camping trips and tailgating, or even for backup power that might be needed during an electrical outage. Now, check this out. It's worth almost $800, but it's going to go out to one listener drawn at random from those who reach out to us with a question. So you got to call with a question. You just can't call and say, hey, I want to win that fantastic prize from Greenworks. Well, we'd love to send it to you, but You've got to call with a home improvement question. We'll be drawing a winner from the Money Pit Hard Hat, and if we pick out your name, you'll get that great power station from Greenworks. So let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Louise on the line who's got some mystery stains on a mailbox. What's going on?
Okay, I have a brick mailbox, and it seems to have salt deposits leaking through the outside of it.
Is it in the way of a lawn sprinkler by any chance?
No, it isn't.
Because often what happens if it gets groundwater splashed on it, and that can happen if you have sprinklers and wells, a lot of mineral salts in there that will dry and basically adhere to the outside. You know, what's happening here is you are seeing some sort of mineral deposits, and you're going to have to clean it. And the best way to clean it, believe it or not, is to mix up a vinegar and water solution, because vinegar melts the salts.
Wow.
So you can, you know, mix them up in a bucket, splash it down, you know, with a nice soft bristle brush, scrub it, and that should make those disappear. They may come back. But the other thing that you could think about doing, once it gets nice and dry and clean, is to apply a masonry sealer to it. And if you use a silicone-based masonry sealer, you want to get one that's vapor permeable so it doesn't trap the water underneath the sealer surface and still lets it breathe and stops it from cracking and chipping. But that should slow down the showing up of any additional salt stains.
Well, thank you so much. I'll do that.
All right, Louise, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now, I've got Scott on the line who needs some help rearranging a door swing. What's going on?
We just bought a new place, and in our downstairs bathroom, the door now swings in for the left. But the problem is the light switch is then behind the door.
Oh, yeah. So you got to walk into the bathroom, close the door in the dark, fumble for the light switch, and turn it on.
Yes, that's pretty much it. So I'm just curious if there's a way to switch the handing of the door without replacing the whole casing and everything.
Not easily. It's probably easier to run a new light switch on the other side than it is to change out the door, because, you know, the hole is drilled where the hole is drilled, and if you were to change the hand, you'd basically have to you'd have to put a new hole on the other side, I would think.
Sure.
Yeah, doors don't flip right and left too easily, you know. Unless you're talking about the door in your washing machine, it's designed to do that. You know, an interior door doesn't turn very easily. So I would suggest you just run a new switch on the other side, and you could just put a blank out plate across the one that's there now. Frankly, nobody's going to see it.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heading over to Ohio, Linda's on the line with a window question. What window for you?
In an apartment that's supposed to be energy efficient, but my heating bills and my air conditioning bills are really high. I don't think I can climb up there and put the plastic on the windows anymore. Is there any other way to make it more efficient?
It's a real challenge when you're a renter, because you're right. There's only limited things that you can do, but there are things that you can do. Now, you mentioned putting the plastic on there. I'm not quite sure, you know, what you're doing in terms of the plastic, but the shrink film plastic works the best, where it essentially covers the whole interior of the window space, and then you use a hair dryer once you apply it and it gets really taut and clear. That's one thing that you can do. The second thing is that there is a sort of a liquid weather stripping. It's like a weather stripping caulk, and it looks like silicone caulk, right? So what you do with this stuff is you essentially caulk your window shut. You put it in all the places there's gaps. And the nice thing is that in the spring, it remains rubbery, and you can kind of grab the edge of it and peel it right away. Now, the only bad thing is this. Whatever window you caulk, you won't be able to open all winter long. So if it's a bedroom window, you can't do it there because you need egress in the event of an emergency. But it works great, especially with really old windows, because it does seal them up, and it's easy to do, and it doesn't damage the windows. It peels right off.
Do you have a name, or are you not allowed to say it on the air?
There's a number of different brands of it. I know that Red Devil makes one. I think DAP makes one. And I think there's also a generic one. And you ought to be able to find it at the Home Depot. And if it's not on the shelf, I would ask the service desk and describe the product to them. The weather stripping caulk is what you're looking for, and perhaps they'll be able to order it for you. But I have seen it on the store shelves.
I'm writing this down.
All right. Well, listen, good luck. I hope that helps you out, Linda. Appreciate you calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on this fall season? Are you getting all cozy? Are you getting ready for the holidays? Are you just maybe thinking about getting warmed up for the wintertime and making the inside as beautiful as it can be, since
You're going to be spending a lot of time in it? Well, whatever it is, give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Tackling home projects is easy when you just Angie that. Get the app today.
Well, as temperatures drop, are you ready to get rid of those chilly drafts? We'll have tips on how to track them down for good when the Money Pit returns. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QuickCrete.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Do you have a list of dream projects that you want to tackle at your Money Pit this year, next year, whatever season you want to tackle these projects? We are here to lend a hand. If you can dream it, guys, you can build it, and we can help. Be sure to join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
And if you do reach out to us with your questions, you might just win a great product we're giving away from our friends at Greenworks. It's the 40-volt, 500-watt, 4-slot inverter portable power station, and it can create enough power for off-grid outdoor fun like camping trips and tailgating, or for backup power that you might need during an electrical outage. It's worth almost $800, but it's going to go out for free to one listener drawn at random from those who call us with a question. You've got to have a question about your house. that you'd like some help resolving. If you do that, we'll toss your name into the Money Pit hard hat. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or better yet, and for the fastest possible response, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Sal in North Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you?
Well, we had the AC got leaked. The whole house AC got leaked. So there's a leakage was in there, and we called the diagnosis, and they recommend we replace the whole AC system in the house.
Like just the air handler and condensing unit, or all of the ductwork as well?
I think it's just the condenser thing.
Okay, how old is your unit?
Well, it's old, like about 20 years old.
Oh, okay, so it's time.
Okay. So I was wondering if there is like recommended affordable companies that can supply I'll replace the whole system with affordable too. We live in Durham, North Carolina.
Well, you're going to want to find a local HVAC contractor that, you know, you check their references and that you trust. You know, ask people that you know, ask people in the neighborhood, look online, check their references, call them up, and find somebody that you feel comfortable with. Now, when it comes to a manufacturer of a condensing unit, Carrier is a fantastic brand. Trane is a fantastic brand. You really want to look at things such as energy efficiency. You want to make sure, you know, now that you're doing some work, you want to make sure that it's properly sized for your home and the right HVAC contractor can calculate which size condensing unit you're going to need for the amount of rooms and distance of the house that you're really trying to cool. So you want to make sure that you're looking for high energy efficiency. If there's any rebates going on, you know, ask those questions. A good HVAC contractor is going to know that and help point you in the direction of which manufacturer has those going right now. As far as, you know, tax rebates, those are things you really want to look into. But I say you can't go wrong with a Carrier or a Trane.
Oh, good. But I have another question. Some manufacturers offer insurance, 2 years insurance for the replacement. Do you want me to buy the insurance or it's a new one? We don't have to get insurance for that.
It depends. Now, usually a brand new piece of equipment is going to come with some sort of manufacturer's warranty, and you have to make sure and find out what the term on that is, and that's usually included. I wouldn't buy anything extended. What I would look into is if there's a service contract with the HVAC company that's doing the install, because it's a piece of equipment that you're going to want to have looked at once a year. Levels are going to have to be checked. Everything's going to have to make sure it's in top operating condition, number one for the efficiency, but also you want to make sure it's cool in the days that you need it to be cool. So I think the money is better spent on an annual maintenance contract because it's going to include most of those things as far as parts. Sometimes they include filters, sometimes they don't, but you want to make sure that you get filters because you do have to change those monthly and that's in the return duct. But I think the money better spent other than an extended warranty would be on an annual service plan.
Wow, great. Thank you very much.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, energy efficiency is an ongoing job for any homeowner, and there are many parts of your home that can be improved to increase energy efficiency. But one area that is definitely tough to track down is how all of those drafts are getting into your money pit.
Yeah, and that's what really makes you uncomfortable. It makes you feel chilly if you happen to be in the path of one. And if your heater is blasting warm air, but the room never seems to get any warmer, it's also likely a result of air leaks. So with all that cold air leaking in, the real indoor temperature can never be accurately gauged. And that's going to overtax your heating system in the winter and your cooling system in the summer.
Now, one of the best ways that you can track down the source of all of those drafts and air leaks is by hiring a professional home energy auditor. Now, a home energy auditor is going to have the tools and the knowledge to see where the biggest offenders exist. They're going to use tools such as blower doors, which can pinpoint the source of drafts, and infrared cameras that can even find spaces where insulation could be missing.
And with the results of a home energy audit, you'll know exactly where your home is leaking, and you'll be able to address every area with absolute certainty, which is going to make your home more comfortable and a lot less expensive to heat and cool all year long.
Diane in South Dakota is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
Yes, we've had a problem with trying to put some wood flooring down on our floor. And when they delivered the wood and they went to lay it down, they said that our floor was not flat. We had some ridges or bumps on it.
Yep.
And that they could not put the flooring on because it would pop up and would hold.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if there's any way to rectify that.
So what type of subfloor do you have that they were trying to put this new flooring on top of? Is it plywood?
It's plywood, yes.
Yeah, sure. A good flooring installer would know this. I'm surprised they didn't tell you what had to happen. But there's a couple of things you can do. There's a carpentry solution, and a carpentry solution may involve, it depends on how far out of whack it is. I mean, they're right. These new flooring products, they have a certain range that they're designed to work within, and if your floor is out of level above that range, then certainly you could have adhesion problems. So there's the carpentry solution might involve working on the floor joists to actually get them to lay down. Sometimes you get a joist that is crowned and sort of rises up. There is actually a way to go into the basement, cut that beam in half, put a new solid beam next to it, and bring it down. And that will help it lay down and eliminate that bump. So that's a carpentry solution. Then the other solution you can use is to apply what's called a floor leveling compound. Now, this is a liquid, very thick compound that gets poured onto the floor, and then it's self-leveling. It'll level, and it'll keep everything nice and flat. And that takes up the dips and the rises in that floor and gives you a very flat surface to work on. Probably not a do-it-yourself project, something I would have somebody do that has some experience with it, because it's got to be done right. And once that dries, the new floor can be laid right on top of it. So there's a carpentry solution, and then there's the floor leveling compound, which is designed exactly for situations like this.
Okay, I actually think that we'd probably have to go the carpenter route, because I asked them about that product. I said, isn't there some kind of a leveling product that you could pour on the floor, and they said it wouldn't work in this situation.
Okay, well, I'm not sure why. They probably should be giving you more information on that. And sometimes when a contractor says it won't work, what they mean to say, that's what comes out of their mouth. But what they're saying is, I really don't want to do it.
Okay.
Maybe they didn't want to do it. Don't take that to heart. It may be that it can, in fact, be done. You just don't have the right person involved yet, okay?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your calling me back.
Darren in Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, so I'm trying to convert my toilet from regular water in the house to a 265-gallon rain barrel outside. So piping it in underneath my house, I have the CPVC, the smaller stuff. So what I was wondering is, do I have to filter that water? And if I pump it in there, what is the max PSI that I should use?
Are you putting a pump on it?
I'm gonna have a solar pump on it.
All right. So first of all, no, you don't have to filter toilet water because it's wastewater. It's gray water, so it can go straight in. Secondly, how much pressure do you need? Well, I guess that's really gonna depend on the toilet, but I would think, you know, most water pressure in a house is going to be anywhere between 50 and 70 pounds. So that's probably what your toilet's used to working with. And thirdly, you want to make sure, I know it's a great thing that you're doing, trying to use rainwater for all this, but let's not forget the obvious. Make sure your toilet itself is efficient. You know, the toilets today can use as little as about 1.3 gallons of water per flush. So if you have an older toilet, you might want to upgrade it so you need even less water for the flushing mechanism.
All right. Well, that's something to think about also.
What other green upgrades are you making to the house?
This actually all started with I put in a drinking system for my pigs.
Okay. Well, you got a farm there?
I have a farm. I have a small farm in Damascus, Virginia, and we piped in the stalls drinking nipples for the pigs because they kept spilling all their water.
Hey.
So now they are totally self-sufficient. They have a solar-powered pump at 40 PSI going to these nipples, and it's coming off of their roof into a rain barrel that feeds it.
Wow, so this is a natural extension of that, and if it's good enough for the pigs, I guess it's going to be good enough for your home plumbing system as well.
Yeah, I definitely want to try to do as much as I can with Mother Nature before I have to depend on somebody else.
All right, well, it makes a lot of sense, Darren. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, Angie does the heavy lifting for you. Just answer a few questions to book instantly or connect with local pros. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, natural stone countertops have long been a popular but expensive option for kitchen renovations. We're going to share a new DIY product that delivers the same look at a fraction of the cost when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, hey, hey.
a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our fourth anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock reduced to $79.99 a yard? Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Paper are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com, or just come see us at 6023 Churn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, natural stone countertops have long been a popular but expensive option for kitchen renovations. But today, you can accomplish that same look at a fraction of the cost by using a countertop refinishing kit.
Yeah, you know, I just did exactly that on my last kitchen reno. It was about a year ago now, and I used Luxrock by Deitch Coatings to create a beautiful granite top, and now that line has been expanded to include a beautiful marble top option called Marble Dream.
Peter Deitch is joining us now to talk about this latest advancement in countertop finishes. Welcome, Peter. This is awesome.
Hey, thank you very much. Well, marble is a timeless look, and it's beautiful. It's definitely something desirable for, you know, many interiors, kitchens, bathrooms, you name it, tabletops. But the point is that marble, as beautiful as it is also prone to staining and is not extremely durable. And what we've done with this kit is we've given you the ability to put an actual marble coating down. It's the real thing. And you're applying it onto your surface, but you are getting excellent stain resistance and excellent durability. So it's really something there to last for a long time and, you know, save you a little bit of money as well.
So, Peter, much like your other products, I mean, there's real stone, real marble in this finish. So it's not just paint. You're actually putting the stone on. This is awesome.
It's real marble that you're applying onto your surface, and there are specific techniques for installing the actual vein that's in the finish that gives it an extremely authentic and beautiful appearance. So really, if that's the kind of accent you've wanted for your kitchen, for instance, for a long time, but you're just not ready to spend the money to do it, and probably also struggle with things like stains and possibly some damage on marble, because marble is actually a fairly soft material, this product has been engineered to go down, give you that marble appearance, give you that beautiful, airy, soft feel, but you don't have to worry about the staining issue or the durability issue. It's something there that can last you for years and serve you and your family very nicely and quite stylishly, I must say.
Let's talk about the surfaces that this can go over, because you do have quite a variety of surfaces. I know you can go over laminate. I know in my case I went over plywood. What about old bathroom vanity tops that are like, I guess, sort of like a soapstone or a cast surface that just looks really worn? Will the product cover all of those different types of surfaces?
It absolutely will. So if you want to go over that kind of surface, the old cultured marble, as they like to call it, the one piece, you can definitely do that. If you have a kitchen table made of wood or any other material, you can go over that. You can do your bar. You can do your fireplace mantle. You can even do your wall if you want to, if you feel like you want a very authentic marble surface. The beauty of it is that it comes in one complete kit. It's got everything in it. It's easy to do. It's just a few simple steps. And best of all, you don't have to have any artistic skill. You don't have to be terribly creative or capable, frankly. I mean, if I can do it, anybody can do it, honestly, Tom.
All right, but let's talk about the process. Is this like a weekend-long project? Let's talk about the steps here so I know how long this is going to take me.
Yeah, basically, it is a weekend project, essentially. You can start it on a Saturday morning, and you'll probably put the last coating of the clear on Monday. So it's roughly a weekend. That having been said, most of your time is going to be spent just allowing things to dry. And applying the actual product is all done by roller, except for the veins. There's a tool in there to apply the veins. It's just simply apply a good solid base coat of the marble, and you're going to apply your veins. And there's some more marble that goes over top, and then clear coats, and you're done. But you know, I think your listeners, you know, those who want to try this are going to be shocked at how quick the results are and how authentic the results are and how well it lasts over time. This is meant to serve you for years. And, of course, because it's so inexpensive and you decide down the road you want a different color of marble, go ahead and apply right over top. You're good to go regardless of how your decor changes.
I mean, this is really great. For $169, that kit is going to cover 40 square feet. It comes in a bunch of different colors. It looks just like the real marble thing. And if you were to go buy a real marble countertop, I mean, we're talking a lot more than the cost of the Deich Coating Marble Dream product. So this is great. You can do it in a weekend. I mean, I say give it a try. If you've got a worn-out top, definitely put your skills to work here and see what you can do. I bet you're going to love it. Peter, how many colors does Marble Dream come in?
It comes in three right now. There's a nice bright white called Pristine White. There's a black, and there's also a nice light gray. But what you're going to find is that this look is a little bit more minimalist. It's a little bit softer. There's not as much activity going on for the eye. It's just a very soft, very minimalist feel. Something very modern and something that should look great in your kitchen or any other room for a long, long time.
I'm sure it will. And, of course, you have two other countertop kit products. You have the Mineral Select and then the Luxrock that I mentioned previously, which, by the way, I think we're at least 6 to 9 months into the Luxrock finish on the countertops that we put it down in the kitchen and still wearing perfectly, and it looks great. I could tell when I was working with that product, as I have with some of your other products, that I can tell when a finish is a good quality finish because it just goes down differently. It feels like it has a different tact, a different flow to it. And that's the only way you've been able to perfect these finishes. It's just because of the quality and the chemistry, really, that you guys put behind it. So well done once again. The product's called Marble Dream, available in three colors. You can go to DeichCoatings.com to learn more. Deich is D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. Peter Deich, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit.
Hey, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Peter Deich, thank you so much for sharing Marble Dream with us. What an awesome product. Thanks for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, repairing a texture wall or ceiling can be messy and it can be expensive. We're going to share a new product from DAP that offers a hassle-free fix when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today.
Well, whether you are dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a renovation, consider us your coach, your helper, or your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, even fix-up. On the Money Pit podcast, you are going to get a ton of info to help you with all of those projects and more. Be sure to download your copy today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, how'd you like to have a portable power station that you can use to plug in your devices when the power goes out? Because you know it's going to happen, right? Sometimes this winter it's going to happen. Well, we're giving one away from Greenworks. It's the 40-volt, 500-watt, four-slot inverter portable power station. It's the perfect solution for power on the go. It's got 7 ports, so that can handle a wide range of small electronics that supply comfort and convenience. So we're talking mini fridge, TV, phone, lantern, fan, lighting, you name it. It's worth almost $800, but we've got one to give away to one lucky listener that reaches us with their home improvement question. And that's really the key. You got to have a question. If you call in with your question at 1-888-MONEYPIT, that's 888-666-3974, or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question there. We will enter you into the opportunity to win the 40-volt portable power station kit from Greenworks. So make that you. Give us a call with your home improvement question or post it to moneypit.com.
Nina in Arizona's got a log home that's cracking up. What's going on?
My husband and I bought a log home, and the exterior walls on the inside are cracked. The logs are cracked. What can we do to fill that in and make that look better?
You can fill them in with, there's various types of wood filler out there that you know, can be colored and stained to match that. But I think you're going to be chasing it over and over and over again, so you might want to proceed cautiously.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there's really no solution for it?
I think you're better off kind of accepting that that's what that's supposed to do. I mean, it's not like finished hardwood furniture or something. You know, it's a log, so it's supposed to have that rustic look to it.
Okay, that's kind of what my husband said, so.
Oh, you see, you should have listened to him, Nina. You just thought he was trying to get out of work, didn't you?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
So glad we could solve that spat.
Well, if you guys have ever had a leak or a crack or a nail pop come through a textured ceiling or a textured wall, you may remember that painting that leak or crack can be easier than the hassle of trying to restore the original textured surface. I remember having to do this in college, and you know what we used to restore the texture? We used toothpaste. Yeah, it wasn't from a leak, by the way. It was from our missed dart tosses. I ended up poking holes in the ceiling. Well, fortunately, that was a long time ago, and we've got better technology today. There's a new product out from DAP that makes this really easy for both DIYers and pros.
Yeah, you know what, guys? It's called the 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Texture Spray, and it allows you to apply orange peel, knockdown, and popcorn textures very quickly and very easily to both the wall and the ceiling. Now, it comes in a simple-to-use 25-ounce can that has a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily repair vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas. The nozzle system is only available from DAP, and it's called AimTech because it allows you to direct that texture exactly where you need it. Now, DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture is really a super handy product. It's going to save you time. It's going to save hassles. It's very easy to use. It delivers a fast drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and professional results. Plus, it dries in under 30 minutes, and you can paint it immediately.
Whether you're taking on a repair and you need to match an existing wall or ceiling surface, or you're creating a new look, DAP's new spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, a knockdown, or a popcorn texture. It's a great choice for both pros and DIYers, and you'll find it in select Lowe's stores for $29.98.
John in Connecticut's on the line has a question about flooring. What are you working on?
Well, I have a house that has concrete floor. It has no basement, and it's on, you know, on a concrete floor, and I'm wondering what type of flooring I should put on it.
So you have a lot of options. One thing that I would try to avoid would be carpet, because carpet on concrete tends to potentially cause an unsafe situation, because you can get a lot of dust that can grow mold in a space like that. You can get a lot of allergens that will trap in a space like that. So I would look at hard surface flooring and use throw rugs if you wanted to have something soft underfoot. If you want an inexpensive option, you could use laminate flooring. Laminate flooring is very durable, very attractive today. It can look like hardwood flooring. It can look like stone. It can look like tile. They've got the technology down to the point where they can sort of print into the laminate pieces itself the impressions of the stone or the impressions of the grain. So I think it's a very attractive option for concrete slabs. Another one is engineered lumber, right, Leslie?
Now, a great option is an engineered hardwood. Now, what's so great about that is the top layer is actually the hardwood. So if you've got that real natural look in mind, this is the way to get it. But what's underneath that top layer is sort of a compressed structure, almost like a plywood. And those are done at varying grains, you know, across from each other. That makes it structurally stable. So if you're in a moisture or high moisture environment, that's really going to be the best choice if you're looking for an actual hardwood.
Oh, wow. Okay. That sounds good. I'll look into that, and I appreciate the information.
All right, John. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. If you're looking for the best price for your project, well, Angie makes it easy to compare quotes from multiple pros or book at an upfront price. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, we'll all be spending more and more time in the kitchen as we get ready for the end-of-year holidays. We're going to share some tips to spruce up this space next.
You live in a money pit.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the Cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Anderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we'd love to hear the questions you have about working on your home. So reach out at MoneyPit.com/ask.
All right, Joe in New Jersey reached out, and he says, we've got an old house that needs better attic insulation. Right now, the attic gets ventilation from an attic fan. If I add more insulation, is the fan still going to be enough?
Well, no, the fan still won't be enough for a couple of reasons. Frankly, it's not enough right now, or it could be too much, because when those fans run, especially in the summertime, they end up pulling out so much of the attic heat that they reach down to the house, and if you've got central air conditioning, they'll sort of pull out that cooled air as well, and that's just wasting your energy dollars by basically taking the air that you cooled inside the house and sucking it up in the attic and kicking it out. So what you ought to do is this. You ought to remove the attic fan, add as much passive ventilation as you can. The easiest way to do that is to add ridge and soffit vents so that you get a good bit of ventilation both in the summer and the winter. In the summer, it takes out the heat. The winter, it takes out the moisture, and that makes sure the insulation works well. And now's the time to do it. If you're adding more insulation, which is really smart this fall, make sure you have enough ventilation to move that moisture, move that heat, and you'll be comfortable and save a lot of energy. Well, we'll all be spending more and more time in the kitchen as we get ready for the end of year holidays. Leslie has tips to spruce up this space in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, I know that you love cooking for friends and family, but how do we make it easier?
Yeah, you know, I do love to cook for my friends and family, but there are several tips and tricks that I always keep in mind to make sure that I'm working safely and smart. So first of all, you've got to remember that raw poultry can carry salmonella, and preparing it requires an extra step of disinfecting. You want to make sure you wash hands often. You use a plastic cutting board, not wood, because the wood can hold germs in the small cuts on the board's surface. If you're looking for quicker cleanup, just flip the board over as you're done with the poultry prep. But don't forget, you've got to wipe down the counter afterward with a disinfectant. I remember my sister having a very bad incident with lamb one Thanksgiving, and everybody got super duper sick. And believe me, we do not let her live this down. Next up, heavy pots and pans can be tricky to move from place to place. So when you fill them, place the pot on the stove first, then add your ingredients. You can get an extra long hose for your sink sprayer so you can fill your pots with the water without moving them. Now, lighting, super key in the kitchen. It's very easy to do as well. You can stick on LEDs that run on batteries. This way you can have under cabinet lighting that's, you know, up there faster than you can actually stuff that turkey. But finally, you've got to remember that half of all burns treated in the ER result from a scalding injury, and that can happen very easily with just hot water from the tap. So you want to make sure that you set your home's water heater to 120 degrees to avoid water coming right from that tap at a dangerous temperature. It happens quick, and if you have an elderly family member or kids, it can happen to them really, really before they even know what's going on.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you guys have been thinking about a remodeling project and wondered what to do with the ceiling, I'll bet there's one type of ceiling you've totally ruled out, a drop ceiling. Well, we're going to share why you might want to give these easy-to-install tiles a second look on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.